Now as Iran has announced the collapse of Daesh terrorists, the Middle East is expecting better security. However, Tehran says this is just the beginning of the fight against terror, as the next step is try to root out extremist ideology. Press TV Tehran correspondent Yusuf Jaldi has more.
On November 19th, the Syrian army and allied forces fully liberated Bu Kemal from Daesh, the last town under terrorist control in Syria. The strategic gain marked the collapse of the terror group that had captured large swathes of territories in Syria and Iraq back in 2014. The victory was hailed by the leader of the Islamic Revolution. In a letter to Major General Qasem Soleimani, the commander of the Quds force of Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei said the victory was tantamount to the defeat of plots to sow division and wage a civil war in the Middle East. Iranian officials say the achievement is an occasion for celebration for the whole world.
Daesh was not just a threat for Syria and Iraq, it was a global threat. For multiple times, the terror group disrupted ordinary life in Paris and London. Iran is proud to have brought the terrorists to their knees by giving advisory military support to Syria and Iraq.
Daesh established a self-proclaimed caliphate in Syria and Iraq in 2014. Later on, the group extended its terror campaign to Europe and Africa. Observers called Daesh the biggest plot of the 21st century, aimed at serving the interests of certain actors in the region.
Daesh is engineered by the trio of the U.S., Israel and Saudi Arabia. The U.S. admitted that it created the terror group. The U.S. seeks to maintain its military bases in the Middle East. Israel sought to divert attentions from its occupation of Palestine. And Saudi Arabia is the birthplace of extremist ideologies.
Now that the Daesh scenario has hit the wall, observers believe the U.S. and its allies are looking for a contingency plan, seeking to destabilize the region.
Among the plan Bs, we can refer to Riyadh, forcing Lebanese Prime Minister Saad al-Hariri to resign, or the Iraqi Kurdish government secession vote. Daesh is gone, and the plotters are desperately looking for a replacement to create other conflicts in the region.
For now, Daesh has lost all its strongholds in Syria and Iraq. But Iranian officials say as long as extremist ideologies exist, the region needs to stay alert.
Now, with the time of Daesh terrorists coming to an end, people in Syria and Iraq are celebrating a better future. But does the collapse of the terror group also mean that its roots of ideology have withered? Only if the answer is yes, the world can breathe a sigh of relief. Yusuf Jaladi, Press TV, Tehran.